the food on the farm and about the different kinds of furniture in the house, although I might ask you some more about that because we haven't talked about what was in the, oh, we haven't talked about what you ate on that I was going to ask you about. You know, what kind of?
My daddy and granddaddy made the table.
Yeah. Was it a heavy wooden table, mm-hmm. I guess? Like planks? Was mm-hmm. it solid across the top or could mm-hmm. you see?
Oh, yeah. You could see the seams in it. We had oilcloth over that, though.
Do you know what kind of wood it was?
No.
You know, it's very hard to find a wooden table in here. No. They don't have anything except the veneers, and you can't find solid wood. I had somebody make a solid oak table for me because I wanted a wooden table. I didn't want it to be, you know, the plastic or formica or something like that. But, of course, a lot of people like this synthetic because they're easy to take care of. But it's hard to find hard wood now. Even in pianos and so forth, they have veneers and so forth. What about china? Did you use pottery or tinware? Or what kind of plates and so forth did you use?
I reckon it's china. I don't know.
Was it like, I think I remember my grandmother having some that had pink flowers on it, but I suppose that over a family's lifetime, they probably have several different kinds. Yeah. But maybe you don't remember using tinware or anything like that, or don't remember. Like I remember also my grandmother having a pitcher that my mother still uses, a big old blue pottery pitcher. Mm-hmm. Does that sound like the kind of mm-hmm. things that you used? Did you use, do you remember the silver? Or what kind of eating utensils you used?
We call them case, as I know. I've heard them talk about case
now. You know what
now. That means? No, I don't.
Did you have, you know, the same pieces of silver that we still use? Like the knife and fork, spoon? Or did you?
I don't know. Yeah, use knife, fork, and spoon. What they were made of, I couldn't tell you.
And how about like cooking utensils, like spatulas and all the nice mm-hmm. things that we have now?
Didn't have anything like
did
that.
Did your mother use wooden spoons?
Yes,
or
she had some.
And something wooden to turn, mm-hmm. like a knead or whatever? Mm-hmm. And didn't have things, nice things like colanders, I guess,
no.
Sifter. Using like a sifter?
Yeah, we had sifters. But they were big round ones and weren't like what they use now. Yeah.
And how about baking? Let's see, we talked about her using a wood burning stove. Could you bake on something like that? I mean, how'd you make cakes and things?
Yeah, sure.
How do you do that?
Well,
was there an oven? Does
yeah,
it have an
sure.
oven? Oh, okay. But you can't control it very well, can you? You gotta watch it pretty carefully.
Yeah. No, we didn't have any temperatures.
So it was just that you kind of knew how hot it was supposed mm-hmm. to be and kept it, you know, how big yeah. the fire was supposed to be and how much it was supposed to be burning and all that. And did they like make icing? Do you have chocolate icing?
I guess so. I can't remember when I first saw icing and chocolate.
Yeah. How about ice cream? Did they churn ice cream a long time ago? Or was that a special treat?
Yes, we used to have an ice cream freezer. But I don't know where we got our ice. Must have made in winter time.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about. Did they ever get ice in town? Because it seems like a block ice or something. But
yes, we used to buy ice.
But probably, maybe not till, I wonder when they first started.
I don't have any idea.
Probably around the late 1950s, somewhere like later than that, maybe.
I wouldn't know.
How about it? But you did talk about making candy.
Mm-hmm.